A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. The first reading, we hear something like, "Wisdom does not enter into the heart and soul that plots evil, nor does she dwell in a body under debt of sin." Wisdom does not dwell in the soul that plots evil. That was striking for me. And in the responsorial psalm of today, we hear the antiphon telling us, "Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way." And in the gospel, the disciple says to Jesus, "Increase our faith." Today we celebrate Saint Leo. Coincidentally, we have a pope who took up the name Leo. But this is Leo the Great. What made him great? Leo the Great. He was a contemporary of St. Augustine. He died in 461, or thereabout. St. Augustine died in 430. During his time, a lot of things happened. There were the Huns and the Vandals. There was Nestorius and Pelagius. I'll briefly tell you about them. Pelagius was one man that did not think there is anything called original sin. He quarreled, he debated St. Augustine and said, "Why do you baptize infants? There is nothing like original sin." And they had that debate. Of course, Augustine won that debate. You know, one of the arguments was, you do not wait for your child to grow up to attain a certain age before you make decision to send them to school. So why do you have to wait for your child to get to a certain age before you baptize them? Knowing that in life, some sins are not within our context or purview to understand. For instance, he says, if you took a loan, you had no money, you took a loan, and you squandered that loan, that money, that loan that was meant to take care of your family as a father with 2 children and a wife, the loan that was meant to take care of a family, to send them to school, to feed them, you went to Vegas, for instance, and gambled and lost the money. Who is going to bear the brunt of this pain, of the loss of the money, the loan you took? Not just the father that lost the loan. If the wife has no job, all the family members are going to suffer. So that was what happened with Adam. Adam took a loan. He was given a grant, and he wasted it. And from generation unto generation, they had to suffer until Jesus came and gave him humanity another loan. Just in a summary, that was the argument. So for those who had to wait for Jesus to come to pay the debt. That explains original sin, so to say. Not just Pelagius. His doctrine was ravaging the whole of Christianity. There was also Nestorius, who said Jesus had two personalities. They were two persons fused in one. Two persons, the divine person and the human person. But St. Leo, at the Council of Chalcedon in 451, addressed these problems. First of all, Jesus is one person with two natures, one person. St. Thomas Aquinas would define a person as an individual substance of irrational nature. Jesus is one person with two natures, no confusion. And to St. Augustine, to Pelagius, he took the debate of St. Augustine and magnified it. Not just these two people, they were the Huns and the Vandals who attacked Rome. The Huns came from Central Asia to Rome to attack Rome. The Vandals they were Germanic people that came and wanted to take over Rome until they were expunged. And they went to North Africa and settled. This was in the 450s, 455, thereabout. So this was one of the many things Pope Leo had to contend with. And he took the battle to them. And that's why he is referred to as the Great, Leo the Great. Those who questioned, who debated about the identity of Christ, reminds me of what the first reading says. Wisdom is not given to those who plot evil. And what is the opposite of wisdom? Folly, stupidity. So in their stupidity, they did not allow wisdom to grow in their heart. And the prayer of the antiphon of the Responsorial Psalm today, guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. May we who hear the truth daily be guided in this everlasting truth. Many have come, many have gone. Some lost their souls because they did not allow wisdom to dwell in their hearts. So my prayer today is that the Lord may increase our faith to continue to be enlightened and to grow more and more in the fear of God. Amen.